Very good. Next item, please.
Item 126, request of Judy Cirillo to address council regarding captioning, an invaluable tool for those with hearing loss.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am Judy Cirillo. This year I'm president of the Hearing Loss Association Portland chapter, and we are a chapter of the Hearing Loss Association of America, which is a nationwide organization which works on legislation affecting people with hearing loss, as well as communication skills and just support group, really. A lot of it is because being a person with a hearing loss is a special situation, and there's more and more of us dealing with this. I also have a hearing loss. I wear two hearing aids, and I'll tell you, it's a frustrating thing. Even though I have pretty good hearing aids, it's like last night I was at a meeting, and I was in the back row, unfortunately. That was a big mistake, and I had a really hard time hearing what was being said, even with the microphone, because different people with hearing loss have different issues. Some don't hear the low tones, some don't hear the high tones, so there could be certain sounds and syllables that are missed, and just a syllable or two can throw off the whole conversation. So things like noisy rooms, rooms that don't have adequate carpeting or curtains or high ceilings, these can all affect sound. And of course, noisy restaurants are the worst. You know, you just can't hear in them. So I'll give you a little background information. The public, as you know, today, people are many, many more aging people, and aging has a definite effect on hearing. So we're seeing many more people with hearing loss. We also live in a very noisy world. Your phones, noise in the workplace, all these things over a long-term period do affect noise. Heredity is a big part of it. Both my parents lost some hearing as they got older, so I wasn't shocked when it happened to me. And people living longer, as I said. There are 48 million Americans with hearing loss. Hearing loss has been shown to negatively impact almost every dimension of life. Physical, mental, and emotional health, people's perception of mental acuity, social skills, family relationships, self-esteem, school, work, all these things are affected by hearing. And there is a law today under the Americans with Disabilities Act that people with hearing loss should be accommodated in the workplace. So whatever accommodations are necessary within reason are to be made. It will also obviously affects earnings. And it's an invisible condition, so people might think that someone with a hearing loss is very aloof or confused, or they're not very intelligent, and all the time the problem is that they're not hearing right. And I was a nurse for many years in clinics, and I remember working with one woman. She had diabetes. I could spend quite a bit of time talking with her, and then one day I noticed on the chart that it said, "This woman is mentally retarded." I got so angry because she wasn't retarded. It was just that the doctor hadn't picked up on the fact that she had a hearing loss. So this is the kind of perceptions that people have. Daily impact of hearing loss. I told you about my situation at the meeting.
And I'm going to have to ask you to start wrapping it up, please.
Oh, okay, sorry. All right.
Of course.
I want to just thank the council for what they have done in the past to increase captioning at meetings on TV screens. I understand that the council unanimously approved the ordinance that requires TV screens in public places in Portland to keep the captions turned on. And I know Amanda Fritz was very instrumental in that, and the whole council.
And I'm personally enforcing it by visiting as many establishments as possible.
Well, thank you. And I think this is wonderful. I love it myself. So thank you all very much.
Thank you for your testimony.